The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
And finally this morning, Ayr's Carolyn Lennon, the chief executive, got in hot water this week when she told an Oireachtas committee it was a mistake for the company to open a call centre in Sligo, as some of the staff hired weren't skilled or trained to the correct level. But award-winning illustrator Annie West says it's never a mistake to do anything in Sligo, and she's penned this response to Ayr.
I was thinking about the remarks about Sligo by Ayr's Carolyn Lennon. What on earth could she have meant by a mistake? Let's see. Maybe it's the Sligo welcome, the warm, friendly, helpful neighbours and co-workers. No, couldn't be that. Your pick of all the excellent schools? No. How about housing? Could it be the reasonable price of really nice houses with gardens and parks and fields and mountains and beaches? Roads? We have roads. Is it because one of Sligo's greatest adopted sons was a lad from Everton called Dixie Dean?
His name is William Rolfe Dean. But to football crowds all over the country, he's just Dixie Dean, centre forward for England and Everton.
Okay, well, maybe it's the shops. We have those and more. The cinemas? We have 12. The food. Oh my goodness, the food. It couldn't be the food. Okay, this is going very well. Maybe if you don't like walking home from work across a beach or going for a surf during your lunch break, could that be it? No, that couldn't be it. Is it because there's a place called Siberia over near Knocknarea or Gibraltar? Is it because Ms. Lennon picked the Jinx Avenue stand instead of the Tracy Avenue stand?
9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade.
Is it because you need to know who is really buried in the grave of William Butler Yeats? Well, it couldn't be that. Everybody knows who's in there. Okay, well then it must be the work facilities. Hot desks, top Wi-Fi, broadband, your pick of meeting facilities. Or the talent. The talent. Is it the talent? Could it be the kind, generous, sophisticated, charming, helpful, hard-working, well-educated, loyal, modest, good-looking workforce? No. What on earth could it be? Is it because you can look out the window and see the weather coming? Couldn't be the rain. Everyone here knows our rain is fortified with vitamin E and D, which is why we're all in such great humour all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome our friends from all over Sligo and a bit of Dublin.
Could it be Westlife?
All right, Westlife, we're back! And,
It couldn't be Westlife. They're so gifted. They're so talented. They're wee dotes. Except for that lad who left. Well, now that was a big mistake. I give up. I can't work it out. Maybe someday after 29 years as a blow-in, somebody could show me what a mistake I made coming here. I think that went very well. Do you think that went very well? I think that went very well.